Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
An investigation is underway in Erie, Pennsylvania, into the tragic fire at an overnight daycare center that killed 5 young children yesterday. The victims ranged in ages from just 8 months old to 7 years old. The owner is in the hospital. More than half of the children under 5 in this country are in some kind of daycare. And of course, it's one place where parents have to trust that their kids will be safe. The cost of that trust is high. On average, childcare can cost more than $1,200 a month. And in parts of the state of Maine, just getting a spot in a center can also be a challenge. Jennifer Mitchell from Maine Public Radio reports.
I can't remember their name, but one couple was late. Yes. And they were even working on...
In this prenatal class in Portland, women and their partners are here to learn more about the birthing process they'll soon experience.
When your water breaks, what leaks out is the amniotic fluid surrounding the baby's head. But behind the shoulders...
The couples seem pretty clear on some of the choices they must make, such as delivery positions, hospital birth or home birth, doctor or midwife. But for many, there's one issue that's still unsettled.
Thinking about the cost of childcare is something that's pretty scary for us. It is a huge expense, and it will be a huge part of our budget, and we'll have to make cuts in other places.
Emily and partner Ryan are currently on 5 childcare waiting lists. They have 5 weeks to go before their baby arrives, and both eventually plan to return to work while their child is still an infant. According to their research, full-time care in their area costs in excess of $1,000 per month. Emily is still paying off student loans, and the couple bought a home just a year ago. They say they'll likely need to maintain both incomes.
I'd be bummed if I had to give up my job. You know, there's a lot of expenses that come along with a kid, and I definitely could use the income.
We would just have to figure it out. I'm not sure what we would do.
2 hours up the road in Bangor, Abby Strout Bench has already been through the uncertainty of trying to get her son into daycare. She's one of the lucky ones, though. A spot finally became available in March for her son Oscar, who's almost a year old now.
It was really stressful. I think I didn't realize how stressful it was until we got the call, and I literally felt lighter. Even, like, thinking back to it makes me want to cry because... It was such a relief.
Strout Bench says she and her husband started looking for childcare openings while she was a few months pregnant, which she thought would be more than enough lead time.
A lot of places would say to us, you know, many women call as soon as they're pregnant. And it sort of felt like we're failing as parents because we didn't call right away. I mean, I don't really believe that, but it felt a little bit like shaming that we weren't already on lists.
While she's relieved to have found a spot, Strout Bench says she and her husband have had to raid their savings and put their dreams of home ownership on a back burner, and other sacrifices might be required.
We could not, even with 2 incomes, we could not afford to have 2 kids in daycare at the same time. So planning how many years to have the kids apart or whether or not we have a second child.
So why is childcare so costly? Some experts say that part of it may have something to do with changing expectations across the generations. Parents today demand that their daycare centers provide more than just a graham cracker and a nap.
6, 7.
With that quality and with that higher expectation, there is a cost to that.
Jane Purdy, who owns and operates Little Friends Early Learning Center in Freeport, says it's good that parents are demanding quality childhood education and development for their pre-K kids. But to deliver that, she says she also needs to find quality teachers and assistants and pay them well enough to stick around. And then there are state safety standards and regulations governing drinking water quality, among other cost drivers.
You know, fire marshal state expectations, those prices are going up. Insurance, workman's comp, and especially most directly going up is the payroll.
I think that if we don't begin to look at this problem from a societal and economic standpoint, that it's going to be to the detriment of everyone.
Susan Gardner is director of Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies at the University of Maine. She personally experienced the difficulty of finding childcare for her adopted daughter almost 5 years ago. But Gardner says the childcare problem for working women isn't actually new, and it's time to destroy the illusion that it is.
to be clear, even when we had more stay-at-home moms, those were often more white, affluent mothers who were staying home. There's always been a need for a lot of other mothers to work.
While today more fathers might be open to staying home with the kids, economic pressures often dictate that both parents have to work. Gardner says, for the most part, solving the childcare puzzle has been left up to the families. And that, she says, really has to change.
Maine is really interesting in this way because we are a state that we know our younger population is declining. We are the oldest state in the United States. And if we want to continue to bring in and maintain younger people in this area and bring in businesses, we have to address this systematically and systemically.
The big question is, how? For Here and Now, I'm Jennifer Mitchell in Portland, Maine.